we have come to a very, very important point in our investigation. What is the nature of ignorance? From the examples that you have taken, you will see that ignorance is basically self-ignorance. Ignorance is the knowledge of that point which makes you forgetful of the origin of that point. We were taking the example of an actor who identifies himself with the character of the drama. He can be effective only if he becomes aware intensely of that character in such a way that he forgets his original self. If I am acting the role of Hamlet in a drama, I become aware of that point of Hamlet to such an extent that I forget myself altogether. I don't know that I am Kirit. I become Hamlet. So ignorance is basically self-ignorance. You become aware intensely of one point or a small field. And I become so much acutely aware of that, that all the rest is put at the back. It's not abolished. When I become aware of Hamlet, myself as Hamlet, I don't cease to be. I am what I am. I remain, everything that I am remains. But in my consciousness, I am aware only of Hamlet, of that moment. Not to that also, not of the whole of Hamlet, only of that particular moment. To be or not to be, that is the question. When I play this aspect of the drama, I am aware only of that moment. All the rest is in the background. It's not abolished, it's very important. Other things are not abolished, not annulled. They are ignored. That's why it is called ignorance. We are ignored. Ignorance is an act of ignoring everything except the small field in which I am engaged. But this is true only of relative small fields. Actually, you take also the opposite plunge. You forget your present moment altogether and you become aware of all the rest. Then you forget altogether. Many yogis, when they become aware of the reality by an opposite plunge, you become aware only of that and you forget your present small little thing. But But even that is a kind of ignorance. You should be aware of the totality. Therefore, the goal is not only knowledge but integral knowledge. Totality, you should be aware of all. So when the integrality of knowledge is put back and you are aware only of a small portion, small field, in that small field there are many ways of concentrating. And as you rightly said, that the concentration comes strongest at a given point if you are also aware of the other parts. True, that is true only of that normal, ordinary, small field psychology. But not of the total psychology. So, you will see in this case that ignorance is basically self-ignorance. Now, if you analyze and ask yourself, of what we are ignorant? What is it that is ignored in the state of ignorance? Then you may note the following things. First.
Yes.
Yes, the self in the totality is all that we are ignorant of. We are aware only of a small field in which we go round and round. In which there are of course 100 points. Actually we say there is not even concentration even in that. We fly from one point to the other. In our distracted mind, we have no concentration either, even of the small field. But we are round and round, even in distraction, your field is limited. So you are only bound to that small field. We are aware at present only of a few beings and few becomings. Secondly, we are aware only of our small egoistic consciousness, our small ego. Thirdly, we are aware only of the present moment, very largely, a little bit of our past moment, and a little bit of a prospect of what is to happen. A limited time field of which we are aware, or limited space field of which we are aware. Most of our past we forget actually at present moment. We have to recollect. If somebody says, what were you at the age of 8 or 9? Now it is not, you are not concerned with that. It is at the back. It is, you are ignorant just now. Only if I ask you the question, you have to draw your mind, recollect, you say, wait a minute, I'll try to find out. Oh no, this happened when I was 10 years old, not when I was 8 years old. You have to make an effort. So, your time and space field is very limited. You are not aware of your subconscious. You are not aware of your subliminal self. You are not aware of your superconscious self. You are aware only of a small field of conscious being. So even of that little, in that little moment that you are aware of, You are not aware of your whole self. You are aware only of a small portion of your conscious being. Then you do not know what is the relationship. Even in that small field, there are many aspects of your being. You have got the body aspect, your vital aspect, your mental aspect. And you do not know what is the relationship there between them. Whether body is the ruler of your life, or vital desire is your life, or mental desire is your life. It's all pell-mell. You do not know the real constitution of your being, how you are constituted. Constitution means interrelationship in which what is superior and what is inferior. That's called a constitutional development of any individual. To be aware of your constitution is to be aware as to what is prior, what is less prior, what is more important, what is less important, what is the governor and what is governed. And then you have a further ignorance in which when things are presented to you for doing this or doing that, we do not know how to give the right reaction to anything. And constantly we ask the question, is it right, is it wrong? Because of the limitation of our consciousness, we do not know either ourselves nor the world. And when we are put into contact with outside world or even with our own little world, we don't know how to connect ourselves with it. How very often you are asked to meet X, Y, Z and immediately you say, oh, I don't like this person. Oh, he is not such a wonderful person. And therefore you relate yourself in a different manner. So our relationships are all sometimes right, sometimes wrong. And we are not sure, even when you are right, we are not sure whether we are really, really right. We think we are right sometimes, but we do not know exactly it is really right or not.